If you're a cleaning business owner and want to build a team of reliable, hardworking staff, but are unsure of where these unicorns are at, well, I put together a free course that shows you how to find, hire, and retain these superstar cleaners, plus how to hire virtual assistants. So if that's up your alley, head over to loganscleaningco.com/recruiting course, and you can access the course absolutely free, and there's no opt-in required. So hope you enjoy, and now back to the show.
So how do we do our day together?
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
We really don't.
We don't.
You live your own day and I live my own day. However, we do have things that we do together on a daily basis, and that's it's changed over the years. It's changed over seasons.
I think the value is that we don't do the same things. And so that's what makes us an asset, is that you're doing your thing, I'm doing my thing, and then at the end of the day, we come together and then we talk about, here's what I did, I ask you about what you did, and so we're actually conquering more ground because we're not doing the same things. So with that being said, what are some of the things that you're doing in your day?
Yeah, I go to the gym, I have a lot of team meetings, I have meetings. The benefit, I think, to us living two different schedules is I can see when you're busy and I can see when you're not busy. So if I do need to ask you, nothing's ever emergency, but like if I have a question to ask you, I know what your schedule is because it's shared with me and I can see it. But my days, every day is different. I have multiple meetings on some days. I have no meetings on other days. I play pickleball. Yeah. It's definitely on the schedule, definitely a priority.
What would you say like your core priority for the business that you do that only you can do? And that's like, if there's only one thing you could do in your business, in the business, like what is the one thing?
Yeah, I hold meetings with our leaders I hold one meeting with the entire team every week.
Yeah.
Communication with the leaders in our team.
Yeah.
So how do you guys schedule your time when you need to be together?
That's a great question.
And how do you get through that without wanting to just bicker?
Yeah. So every day we have a time that we meet. It's a 30-minute time block, and it's a specific meeting about something different every single week. So like Mondays, we have our vision meeting with our entire team. We had too many meetings on Mondays, so we ex-nayed any other meetings on Mondays. Tuesdays is personal development, Wednesdays is dreams, and Thursdays is marriage meeting. So every day we have a different meeting, and so we meet for 30 minutes every single day and we talk about specifically dreams, personal development, or our marriage. And depending upon what I'm personally developing on, I get to share with him. Whatever you're personally developing on, you get to share with me. And that is one meeting that we have. Another way that we have time with each other is, great example is Logan scheduled a massage for me next week. And he put it on my schedule without me knowing, but he put it on my schedule in a place where he saw that it was white and there was calendar space on there, and he facilitated scheduling it. So all I have to do is show up.